This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Bharatnatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakraborty and singer Usha Uthup will receive the Padma Bhushan Awards. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel, and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Nayak. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Shri. In Manipur, the re-polling at 11 polling stations spread across Imphal East and Imphal West districts under Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency is going on smoothly. The poll percentage till 11 a.m. was 37.54%. The returning officer of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency reported that incidents of violence, riots and proxy voting were reported in these 11 polling stations during the voting on the 19th of this month in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls and requested for re-polling. Accordingly, the Election Commission of India directed re-polling at these polling stations today from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. These polling stations are 7 in Imphal East District and 4 in Imphal West District. In Arunachal Pradesh, fresh polls will be held in 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies on Wednesday for parliamentary and assembly elections. The Election Commission of India has declared the polling held on the 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections void and fixed a new day for fresh polls. Re-polling will be held at 1 polling station each in Baming and Niapin assembly constituencies, 2 in Romgong and 4 in Nacho assembly constituency. The timing for the polling has been fixed from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the day. Scrutiny of these polling stations will be done immediately after the polls on the same day. Simultaneous elections for the 2 parliamentary constituencies and the new Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh was held on the 19th of this month in a single phase. With 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. In this phase, polling will take place across 89 Lok Sabha constituencies in 13 states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has cancelled his public programs in Thrissur and Allapura in Kerala due to illness. CPIM leaders Prakash Karat will participate in public meetings at Kasargod, Brinda Karat in Pathanamthitta and Subhashini Ali in Attingal. On the other hand, addressed a public meeting at Balur Ghat yesterday. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. In view of the forecast of above normal maximum temperatures and heat waves in certain parts of the country, the Election Commission is holding a meeting with different stakeholders. The meeting is to discuss measures to mitigate the risk due to heat waves. The Supreme Court today ordered the medical termination of pregnancy of a 14-year-old rape survivor from Maharashtra. The pregnancy is almost in its 28th week. The court asked the dean of Lokmanya Tilak Hospital in Mumbai to set up a team of doctors. The state government has agreed to take care of all the expenses and medical needs. In chess, 17-year-old Indian prodigy Dommaraju Gukesh made history as the youngest ever player to win the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto. In the final round last night, Gukesh held fellow title contender Hikaru Nakamura of USA to a draw with the black pieces, but his fate was sealed on the other board where Ian Nippon Nishi and Fabiano Caruana battled for 109 moves before agreeing to a draw. And that is the end of this news bulletin.